My name is Nicole Braun, and you're listening to The Woo Woo Report, a weekly podcast where we celebrate the woo woo lifestyle and dig deeper to get our mystical questions answered. Hello, everyone. I am here today with Rose Jubb of Style Class, and I'm so excited because I actually have been involved with two events with Rose. One was a sustainable, like, fashion panel, I think is the best way to explain it. And then we were both speakers at Blooming Bloggers, Blooming Into Beauty. And so I wanted to have her on the show because I think what she does is really unique and interesting. And I've never seen a spin on, like, how to help women with their personal style and fashion. I just think it's really empowering. So I think y'all are really going to love this interview. So Rose, let's start with your zodiac sign. What is your sun sign? And if you know, also your moon, your rising.
Okay, let's see if I can remember all the things. So I'm a Cancer. I'm a July birthday. But I believe my moon is Capricorn and my rising is Libra. Which, when they explained it to me originally, it all made a lot of sense to me, girl.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense.
It's like all the balancing the Libra's doing and the artistic stuff and the Cancer and the moody art stuff and the Capricorn's keeping me all, like, trying to keep me organized. They fight a lot.
Yeah, I can totally see that. Yeah, that's really, I mean, that's really interesting. But I always say I'm always a little jelly bean of people that have either a moon or a rising that is an earth sign, because I feel like it helps ground a lot of people really well, because I don't have that. I'm water, fire, and air. So whenever someone has, like, a Capricorn in their Virgo or Taurus, I'm like, oh, there's, like, this part that, like, can recenter all of it though. And I get so a little bit.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I find it. It is really interesting, especially just looking at charts when people, even if someone's like, oh, I'm a fire, you know, like, let's say they're like, I'm an Aries sun, but then most of their charts earth, you know, sometimes it makes sense where they're like, I don't know, like, my fire doesn't come out so much. And I'm like, well, all the elements, it's usually we're dominant in one. So it's always interesting.
Cool.
Yeah. What is your favorite crystal and why?
Oh, I don't know what any of them do, but I have, like, a fun kind of, I wouldn't say side hustle, because it's just so much fun for me. I sell vintage clothing on the side, and it includes vintage jewelry, and I am constantly finding pieces with sterling pieces with lapis in it, and I just love lapis, so I just like wearing it, so maybe that.
It's really pretty. Okay. So how would you describe your profession?
Oh, well, you know, I'm a little sneaky about it, because I tell people I'm a wardrobe stylist, but I actually have a background in marketing and psychology. Kind of many lives have been lived in this 35 years. I've had a few careers, but it all has added up into somebody who really loves styling people with an eye for ratios and color and, but also a big, big heart for who they are and helping them express themselves and be themselves and feel the most confident they possibly can. And then, because I love working with women in business, the part of me that worked in marketing for almost 10 years as a designer and art director, like, that part really comes in handy, because one, I get to do a lot of my own graphic design, and that's fun and an artistic outlet. But also it helps me kind of explain myself more when I'm saying, you know, let's elevate this look or elevate this to attract this kind of client. And yeah, it just helps kind of pull it all together to really serve women in business who kind of want to connect their closets and their confidence with their biggest goals.
I love that line, connect their closet with their confidence. I love that. Did you trademark that yet? Because you should.
not yet. I did think of it last week and I was like, hey, there it is.
You should. It's, like, so silly, right? Like, well, not silly. I think it's, like, you never know though, right? Ever since I found out that Paris Hilton trademarked That's Hot and somehow has like licensing rights to that, I think.
Crazy.
You know, we really should just be more mindful. If we say certain little phrases, we should really just, you know, invest like the $60 or whatever it is and just keep it in our back pocket, because who knows?
That's right. Trademark. Everybody who listened to this, trademark.
Yeah, I'm in the process now. After the news is over, I am going and trademarking it. This is mine.
Patent pending.
So when did you first know you wanted to pursue personal styling as a career?
Well, it was something that I was kind of always doing. I mean, from some of my first memories are fighting with my mother about what I was going to wear. Like, not that Minnie Mouse t-shirt, the other Minnie Mouse t-shirt for the first day of kindergarten. How dare you? So it's kind of been a passion for a long time, but I grew up in the Midwest, and that it's just not a career path there. So I just kind of threw all my artistic energy into art and design and then marketing, just kept styling people on the side, friends, family, anybody who would let me in their closets, just kept doing it on the side for fun, I said. After the global financial crisis in 2008, I got laid off, which was the best thing that could have ever happened, because I decided to go back to school for psychology, went all the way through, got my master's in social science and counseling, started working in the mental health, like helping women basically in domestic violence and homelessness, and then working in a hospital for mental health. It was really challenging, but really fantastic. And I was still styling people on the side just for fun. But as soon as I had my son, I kind of burnt out and didn't, you know, I knew I couldn't go back to doing that, but I really wanted to help women still. It did not come to me overnight. So from this angle, everybody like looking at my website might think, oh, what a perfect combination for this career. But it took, the universe had to slap me across the face multiple times for me to get the picture. People had to like force me to let them pay me to do this until I finally was like, all right, here, that's my price. Let's do this. And that was about 5 years ago. And actually at the, you sent me a list of the possible questions, and my ghost story actually links up to the day I started style class. So that'll be interesting little teaser for the end.
I know. Like, it's like, wait a minute, should we just skip over your thing? But not really, because I'm really excited about other questions. So definitely not. But I love that. I love it too, because it sounds like around 30 then you started pursuing this?
Yeah.
So right after
my son, my son was born, I turned 30, and then about a year later, I just started styling and eventually got to the point where I've decided kind of to not pull away from personal clients at all. Like, I still take them and we have so much fun together, but I feel like I can have more of an impact on a bigger stage. And at first, right now it's online. I help women in business and women in careers online with a membership and all that fun stuff and a lot of online resources. So I can kind of expand my reach and help more ladies that way.
So when you came back around, I don't know if you know about Saturn returns or not, but this is a really common thing. Actually, a couple people that I've talked to this week when I've been doing my interviews, a lot of their like career and stepping into their purpose and all that really happened after their Saturn returns, which is something that happens through like our late 20s into our early 30s.
Oh.
And I just find it so, like, so interesting. And I wish it was something that I knew when I was pursuing what I wanted to do, because I feel like there's this weird pressure on women, like in your late 20s, to have like everything figured out because you're mature and you should just have it more figured out in your late 20s. And I'm like, that's when I think most of us really, like, I just turned 34, but I feel like late 20s is when I went through a lot of my crap.
Yeah.
Like my own crap.
Same.
I had a lot of crap thrown at me throughout my entire life, but my late 20s is really when I like It's like, I'm ready to deal with my crap now that I've dealt with everything.
Uh-huh. Well, you do some healing then, and you don't see it until afterwards, and then something happens, you just kind of move forward through it.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what I did, yeah.
Also, I just want to say there's a tidbit that you posted about this a couple of times. It's just so, it was such a like, oh, duh, like moment for me. But you were posting on Instagram, like, lay your outfit out. Like, you don't have to literally like lay it out across your bed, but like pick it out, hang it up in the morning. And I was like, whatever. And then I tried it once, and because I have a son too, because I don't, in the morning, I'm like scrambling, like half of my stuff is in the laundry, half of it, I don't know what happened to it. Maybe he hid it. And so it's just like a little tip that you gave. And now I like, if I have somewhere that I know I like have to jump in the car, go to Sunday morning, I hang up my outfit the next day. So thank you.
For the listeners, of course. Like it seems like a simple tip, and it's kind of like your mom telling you to brush your teeth. You're like, yeah, of course. And then, so what I always say is you don't have to lay it out on the floor like you're three. I mean, if you want to, you totally can. It's kind of fun. You make a little flat man. But what I do is I just put almost everything on the same hanger. I mean, we're talking bra, underwear, necklaces, like all the accessories are nearby. The whole outfit is right there, ready to go. So, and I mean, you have a little person as well, and so do I. And so it's like the time in the morning is always, I wish it was less stressful, but it can be a rush and it can be a lot. So having that one thing done, like I can get dressed in under a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
it's a huge weight off.
I know, it's so simple, but yeah, I love that. I've been implementing it more, and I've been using my hanger. I have a fancy hanger that I had for like my wedding dress, and it's super extra, and it's from like Anthropology. Oh. And cost me way too much money, but it's like my fancy little,
Love that idea.
So I just hang it up there. And it makes me feel fancy, even if I'm just wearing, you know, some, I don't know.
Yeah, like, even if it's just a t-shirt. Yeah, exactly. It just makes it a little bit faster, a little more intentional. Because my favorite thing is helping women like be intentional in the moment they're getting dressed, but then be able to just kind of forget what they're wearing because they feel so much like themselves. They're not pulling, they're not tugging, things fit well. You don't have to think about it for the rest of the day because you've intentionally built a closet and built an outfit that you feel so fantastic in. You forget you're wearing it.
Yes, that's my favorite kind.
Yeah. Until somebody compliments you on it.
Yes. Actually, I had someone, I was like, I didn't think I was wearing any, like, I've worn this out, like, I repeat outfits all the time. And I've worn the same outfit a million times. Well, not a million, but you know. And I was at New Seasons, and the woman that was checking me out at the cashier was like, I really like your outfit. I was like, what? I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you. I say thank you. That's what I do.
I refuse your comment because you don't know I've worn this 5 times this week.
Exactly. I'm like, what? I had to like look down and be like, what am I wearing again? And I was like, this? Oh, okay. Okay. So I love your mission statement of using fashion and personal style to empower women. What do you think is the biggest like common misconception that most of your clients have regarding confidence and their wardrobe?
Well, there's so many, but I think the biggest one is that they have to be fashionable or up on all these different trends or, you know, in fashion quotes, to be confident. And actually it's the opposite of that. You have to be so true to yourself and know who you are and know where you're going. And the second it clicks in where your wardrobe starts really reflecting your personality and where you're going, magic starts happening because that's when true confidence comes. That people like to say fake it till you make it, but I like to say if you're going to put on something like that, please just put on the thing that you're going to be wearing 5 years from now when you are successful. Fake it to get to your own like success point. So you can look in the mirror and say, that's me 5 years from now. Holy moly, I look like I can handle anything. And then all of a sudden you feel like you can handle anything. And with confidence comes so much. That's where, you know, confidence closes, whether you're selling a product or service or an idea or trying to, you know, forward a movement. Confidence closes every time. So being yourself is key and number one, and knowing the difference between fashion and style. Style is kind of eternal. You'll always have a certain style. It will evolve, of course, but it's yours. It's all yours. It's something you get to hold on to and love and cultivate. Whereas fashion is quick moving and something to keep up with. And don't get me wrong, it's my favorite art form, but because I could look at a museum full of gorgeous vintage Dior dresses all day long, but it is fashion and it is quick moving, and you can fall out of fashion very quickly, but you will not fall out of your own style ever.
It's true. I actually, when I went to fashion school for marketing merchandising, and yeah, I loved learning about the history of fashion. And it was so beautiful to me. And it was always interesting where you could see, and, you know, they would teach the class of how things circle back around so much and repeat all this stuff. And just all these, you know, like whether it was like corsets or just, I mean, people were always making sacrifices for fashion. I remember reading about like those and all that stuff. And I think a lot of times though, when I look back at stuff that I would wear because I thought it was what was just acceptable and would make me easy to blend in and be accepted by the masses, it really took away my actual like inner confidence.
Yeah. It was just like putting on somebody else's mask.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're trendy. It's great. But also, you know, being, you and I are, you know, on board for the sustainable fashion thing. So really encouraging people to develop their style rather than trying to keep up with fashion actually is so helpful, because it's such a detriment to our environment and our bank accounts when we could be keeping up with so many other things other than just buying cheap clothing just to be on trend.
Yeah.
You can do it in a more sustainable way, and you can do it in a way where you're actually building your confidence instead of stripping away your personality to look like everybody else.
Yeah, my on trend mask was a lot of Abercrombie, and it wasn't a good look. And like everything said Abercrombie. It wasn't even like under the radar Abercrombie. It was loud and proud. I smell like the store, and I'm wearing colors that not compliment my skin tone. And here I am. So yeah. So when it comes to a big thing, this was talked a lot about when we were both at the Blooming Bloggers event. I thought it was really interesting. I felt like it really tied into a lot of what you do as well. A lot of people have this imposter syndrome, and I see all these posts about imposter syndrome. And I feel like, especially in like the spiritual field, like if you're a healer or, you know, do readings like me, or someone does Reiki, or is even just in like kind of more woo-woo wellness, like acupuncture, or maybe, you know, like just more natural-based stuff, or even people that are just into more witchy stuff. I feel like so many people, even just that send me DMs about stuff, they're like, I don't feel like I fit into that space. And, you know, when I first look at their accounts or they're talking to me about it, the first thing I notice is it feels like they're saying they don't look like they fit into that space. Not so much like they're posting about stuff and I can see other, it's just like their heart and soul fits into the space, but they're really caught up with the idea of like looking mystical. And I was too, like I for a very long time was like, I have to, like, I'm going to go broke investing in all these mala necklaces and all these crystal bracelets. And I have to buy so many burnt velvet kimonos. But I was like, I have to like, and don't get me wrong, Stevie Nicks is one of my, you know, favorite women. I look to her for so much, in like not a creepy way at all. But
right.
But like, I was literally like, I have to dress exactly like Stevie Nicks for anyone to take me seriously. And I just would love to know, like, how do you work with, like, do you have any clients that work in the spiritual field? And, you know, if not, like, what's, like, how do you work with clients to get over feeling the imposter syndrome?
Totally. Okay. So again, the confidence is always key. I don't know if I have any clients that are in like a woo-woo field. Let me think back. I've had quite a few. So, but I've had so many people that say, you know, I'm a new naturopath and I want people to take me seriously. I kind of have a funky vibe. Or I'm a realtor and I want people to take me seriously, but I don't want to look stuffy and like million-dollar listings aren't my thing. I love helping first-time home buyers, and I have kind of a rocker vibe that's a little bit secret. How do I show that and do the thing at the same time? So with so many clients, with so many different fields and businesses that they work in, I always take it back to, okay, what is your true personal style? What makes you just like glow? What makes you, what do you put on? You're like, oh, it just feels like me. Because when you're constantly trying to fit into the witchy box or the woo-woo box or the crystals box, whatever it is, if you're trying to fit into somebody else's clothing, it just, it strips away your actual confidence, because subconsciously you're hiding your personality to look like somebody else. And so you're never going to actually fully come out and be visible and take ownership of your passion, because, and I think it feeds into the imposter syndrome, actually. If you try to look like somebody else, you are trying to look like, you are an imposter. Like you're telling yourself that I'm not good enough like this, so I'm going to dress like somebody else. I'm going to dress up. Taking it back to finding your own true style in whatever kind of field you're in, finding it that way is way more powerful than saying, you know, buy this piece or buy that piece or add more crystals or whatever it's going to be. It's just taking it back to your own personal style every time, owning it so hard that people just see you glowing from the inside out and loving yourself and loving what you're doing, and they kind of forget what you're wearing, because I think that can actually be a distraction as well. If you start dressing up as somebody else, it can be kind of distracting. People notice it, I think. They might compliment you on it at first, but something will feel off. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think, you know, it's interesting, even when the Blooming Blogger event happened, you know, I was like, this is my first public speaking thing that has to do with my woo-woo spiritual stuff. And I was like, I don't want to dress like, you know, like I know people are paying for the tickets to go to this, and this is kind of more like, I think I was probably the one that had the most woo-woo background there that was speaking. And I was like, I want people to feel like they can relate to me and not feel, you know, out of their comfort zone, because I'm walking into this space and this space isn't, you know, my space. And I ordered some dresses online, and I was like, does this, you know, I was talking to some friends, I was like, does this like show that I'm this or that? And I ordered them and I tried them on and I sent them all back. And I wore a dress that I've owned for like 3 or 4 years, and it's right. Like, just woo-woo enough. It has, you know, the little astrology embroidery and stuff like that, but I love silky, and I feel like it's like a good length, and it's just, I knew a dress that made me feel good, and I think it represented what I'm about without looking like a costume.
Right.
And it was still very me. Like, I like wearing like slinky dresses, and it was still kind of slinky, and it wasn't this, you know, a lot of the dresses I ordered were kind of more, I think what I would consider, if I saw a woman wearing it, I'd be like, that's a fashionable lawyer. That's what I was like ordering, be like, I want to like be taken seriously. Like, and I was like, none of this me at all. I either feel like I'm the mother of the bride, or I am a fashionable lawyer. I sent them all back. I was like, no, we're not doing this. and not also me, save not- money.
Well, there is, just recently I did a whole training in my membership about formality versus personality. So you can, if you imagine a map, and everybody lives somewhere on the map, because there's all these, all the areas of the map are different kind of style personalities. So you walk around the map, you know, a lot of us, it takes till our 30s sometimes to walk around the map until we figure, oh, I feel most at home right here. I'll maybe vacation over in this spot, but I come back to this. Usually I'll come over there, but I'll come back to this spot. So that's your personality on the map. Now, formality, just imagine it as the, you know, altitude off the map. So you're climbing the mountain of formality. So you're staying in your personality zone, but as you go up, it's, you know, just hanging out at home, going out to lunch with friends, meeting clients. And like, you can stay right above the map on your personality zone, but just elevate each time there's a formality, you know, difference. If you have to go to a gala, you want to stay still in out right above your personality zone. You've just elevated the formality instead of going, whoop, I'm nervous about this thing and I'll jump over. It's so, so common, which made me giggle so much when you said that. I looked like a lawyer, because sometimes clients will say, you know, I like that woman's style over here. They'll pin it to their idea board and I'll say, okay, it looks really great on her. Do you like how she feels in it and what the feeling you're getting when you look at her? Or do you think it actually is your style? And it's always, I like the feeling. I like that she looked put together and she looked confident. I'm like, all right, well, there's plenty of pieces within your zone that we can use to make you feel confident and put together and polished without going fashionable lawyer from where you are over here. So that it's really, really common. It's kind of an advanced trick to start thinking about formality versus personality, but it's something you kind of need to do when you're ready to up level.
That is very helpful.
It's even more helpful if you can see what my hands are doing. I'm talking with my hands. There's a map. I'm going up and down.
No, I feel like that's when I tried to explain my family dynamic and like my family history and my dad that raised me and my biological dad and this and that. I'm like, I need a whiteboard. We need some markers. There has to be a diagram. Otherwise, I'm just going to get that blank glazed over stare. Like, there, I have to write it out. Otherwise, it just doesn't register. So tell us about the Owner Society membership.
Yeah. So the Owner Society is just, it's a group of women, usually business owners, but some career gals in there too, who are kind of taking their style and personal branding by the collar. Pun intended, I guess. I didn't think of that before. And really taking charge of it and owning it so they can do what I was talking about before, kind of connect their closets and their confidence to get to those really big goals. It's like a monthly subscription, and there are weekly trainings with me. Some of them, about half of them are live, half of them are recorded, and they all go out on a private site that only my members can get to, and they get to interact in a group forum as well. And it's really fun because people can say anything from, it's just everything personal branding. So style, social media, marketing, and also mindset, because you will not hate yourself to your fullest, you know, confidence. And you won't hate yourself to like this amazing closet. So I have contributors come in. If I'm not an expert on a topic, I might do like a more shallow level training on it, and then have an expert come in and I'll do an interview with them, or have them just do the training themselves where they talk about topics like maybe mindset or more deeper branding talk. Or I had a writer this week come in and talk to my gals about finding your authentic voice online in social media content. It's really, really fun, and it keeps my little creative brain very, very happy because I get to come up with something every week for them.
I also love that I saw, I think it was like a story on Facebook. It was someone asked a teacher a question and the teacher said, I don't know the answer to that. Let me, you know, look into it and I'll come back to you and see what I discover. And the fact that you bring in other people, if you're like, you know what, I don't feel like I'm the expert in this, I'm going to bring an expert into this so that, you know, your members get the value, I think is so fantastic. Cause I feel like that's so lacking in these areas with like memberships and all that stuff. It's like, well, it's like we all can't do it all and everyone has something to teach other people. And like, how much more beautiful would the world be if we could ask for that help in our space and create more space for other people and make it feel, you know, more safe and more valuable. I think it's really great that you do that.
Oh, thanks. I think some of the bravest things you can do are ask for help. If life and motherhood and business has taught me anything, it's that.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I always say, I'm like, my son, whenever I ask him, I'm like, do you need my help? And he goes, yeah. I'm like, oh, good for you. Good for you for saying yes.
I'm going to reward you for saying that by helping you. Let's do this.
Yes. So I sent you a little thing. I would love to know. I sent you like a little, like three words about each zodiac sign. And then you had to pick a key wardrobe piece that zodiac sign should have in their closet, what it would be. So the first one is Aquarius. And I would love to know what you think Aquarius's key wardrobe piece should be.
Do you want to repeat the words you sent to me for the audience? Because it kind of all ties in.
Sure. Aquarius was innovative. They can be a bit withdrawn and altruistic.
Okay. So what came to my mind when you said that was, especially the little bit withdrawn, if you have to go out and, you know, maybe you're networking, maybe you're just out in the world. And if you're feeling withdrawn, sometimes having just like a little light barrier between you and the world that you can wrap up in. So I was thinking soft finishing pieces. So something subtle, some sort of little barrier that just you know is there to protect you, but you can also kind of wrap around a friend. It could be a cardigan. It could be like a loose fitting jacket. It could be something that you just feel is there. Is maybe in your head, it's a little bit of a cape to keep you safe and warm.
So Pisces, which my Pisces is in my first house. So even though I'm a Leo, like I feel really identify with Pisces. So Pisces, the words I gave you were mystical, romantic, and creative.
Okay. So when I thought about that, I thought about some of my clients that tend to have those qualities will have a closet full of clothes that are fun and spunky. And, you know, especially my creatives out there, they'll have things that they just acquire that are filled with personality, but then they don't wear them because they don't have things that go with them. So my actual suggestion for Pisces, if you're super creative and you have that kind of closet, is to find some really great neutrals to balance out the creative craziness that can kind of happen. And then you'll have something to actually wear with those. So if you have a lot of wacky shirts, you know, get some nice tailored pants and a neutral that kind of goes with everything.
I love that. That's actually something that I've been doing more lately. Like my investment pieces are like the staple pieces because most of my flair pieces are pretty flary. Like I don't take it lightly to have my flair. So that definitely registers with me. Okay. So Aries was independent, direct, and assertive.
Ooh, I thought of bold jackets when I was thinking that, like with a bold shoulder. Bold personalities can really hang with the bold shoulder. So go for it with a jacket. You'll let everybody know who you are walking in that room.
I love that. Taurus is tenacious, steady, and indulgent.
What popped to mind for that, because I have a little Taurus in my house, my son's a Taurus, and he's like obsessed with saving money. And just like a little money manager. So when I thought indulgent and steady and being a little money manager, I thought gold and silver investment pieces for jewelry, even if you start off small with like sterling silver. It's something that always has a steady value. It will always be valuable. You have it right there at arm's reach. Sometimes it's on your arm, but you can have these fun pieces that you know have value. And I hope you pick out things that are special to you.
That's hilarious because one of my best friends is a Taurus and she wears certain staple jewelry that is like nice quality.
Yeah.
Jewelry. It's not like costume fluff. It's like investment pieces. And
yeah.
I instantly thought of her when you said that. Seems very fitting. Gemini are active, resourceful, and diversified.
Okay. So when I read those words, I thought of like literally active people, like active wear. So if you have a lot of things that are in the active wear zone, or you're a casual person that wants to like be able to go from this to that kind of event very easily, finishing pieces like jackets and that kind of thing that can easily translate into a more casual or active look are going to be helpful for you. So things like moto jackets that kind of go with everything. You can throw a moto jacket over a t-shirt and yoga pants and black sneakers, and it is such a cute look, but then you can also throw it over a dress. So I went to moto jacket. I don't know how I got there, but I got there.
Love that. Okay, so now it's yours, Cancer, which is nurturing, supportive, and moody.
Oh, man. This is the hardest one. This is the hardest one because I like variety, which really makes sense with the moody. Like I like it. I dress by my mood. So if you're going to dress by your mood, if you're somebody that likes a lot of variety, please buy high quality things, because when you like variety a lot, it can be very tempting to be like, I want the newest, most trendy thing. I'll just go into this Forever 21 and grab this jacket. But then it falls apart within a few weeks and you're contributing to the fast fashion thing. So my suggestion for Cancers is actually to, instead of a specific piece, because I know you like all the things, because I like all the things too, start finding high quality consignment stores in your area and frequenting them so you can find those cool pieces and have your variety without contributing to the fast fashion machine.
That's so cool. I forget about consignment stores.
God, they're so good.
I think it's one of those things that's like vintage or just anything, even just like Buffalo Exchange and all that. I like it, but I get sensory overload and it just... My little one's two and I can't get him to like focus for anything.
Definitely, if you haven't been to Vice Resale or Consign Couture, they're way more chill spaces. Yeah. You would like it.
I'm gonna have to check it out. Okay. Next is Leo, which I'm actually dominant in, and it's my sun sign, but they're charismatic, they're leaders, and they are show-offs.
So I thought of accessories that just scream out to you and show your personality. They will have to be balanced with some kind of neutrals in your closet that you're going to have to, you know, cultivate. But accessories that statement pieces that kind of scream to you, and maybe even pieces that have special meaning, not just something like, it was my favorite color, but I got this on vacation, or, you know, it means a lot to me because this color was my grandma's favorite, like something that has personality to it and a story.
That is, I love that so much. That's so, I feel like all the Leos I know, I'm like, that is exactly what they do. It's like, oh, this is, you know, this like special necklace that this sort of thing happened, or I had a, you know, bid on this online or whatever. There's always like, always a story behind it.
Story. Yeah. Any chance to tell a story?
Yes. Okay. Virgo, and it's Virgo season. So this is perfect if there's, you know, anyone's listening and they don't know what to get their Virgo, or there's Virgos listening being like, I want to treat myself for my birthday. Okay. Virgos are perfectionists, organized, and they have an amazing eye for detail.
Okay. So I would definitely get some professionally tailored items, whether you need professionally tailored pants in whatever cut you feel amazing in, or even a professionally tailored jacket can look, it's beyond. You'll never, you'll look at your other blazers with shame after you get a professionally tailored jacket. So Virgos, it's the perfect season to go to. I know it's 90 degrees today, but in a few weeks it will not be. So go get a professionally, treat yourself to a jacket or a pair of pants that are really well made, and they will look polished forever.
I had a blazer that I can't find for the life of me when we moved out of the apartment into the house that we bought. I'm sure there's a box. I know there's a box of clothes that I don't know what happened to it. It's in the back of a basement something, but I had a blazer that was that blazer.
Oh.
And I think about it. I miss her. I miss her so much. I think about her all the time. I really hope that I like rediscover her, because it was perfectly, I had it tailored to me, but I mean, it already was really well constructed and built. I bought it from, I used to work at a showroom in downtown Los Angeles, and I got it from, like, we would do these sample sales, but we would get like first pick a lot of the time. So it was one of my first pick items, and I was so excited when I saw that we were selling it, and I had to get it tailored just like a smidge in the arms, because I had like extra long arms, and it's just like the best, most dreamiest. It was just a black one, but it was perfect. It was just the perfect blazer. And I miss
it. Even if it's just a high quality brand that you go in and get altered to your, you know, exact dimensions, it just makes such a huge alterations are just.
Yeah.
That could have been my answer for what's a misconception, that alterations aren't needed. They're still needed, people.
Thank you
for the tailors and the seamstresses in the world, please.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Libra. Libras are charming, polished, and diplomatic.
This one was tricky for me, too. I wonder why. hey, it's too close to reality. When I thought of them, and the creativity that they kind of bring into the mix as well, I thought, again, of my own closet and other Libras I know that have jam-packed closets of really cool stuff that they don't have things to wear with. And sometimes if you're starting to cultivate a closet that you actually want to use, if you can start channeling all that creativity and energy into one type of item, like maybe your thing is going to be wacky, fun blouses that you get to pair with a nice pair of jeans or tailored pants or whatever it is, or a skirt. When you channel that creative energy into one area, it can be a lot more powerful than just like letting it blast everywhere. And then it's a lot more usable in your actual wardrobe. So it was less of an exact piece and more of a suggestion of channeling the creativity into one area. It could be scarves, it could be statement necklaces, it could be wacky shoes, whatever it is, like you start in a few areas and whittle from there.
I feel like Libras too, I actually don't know a ton of Libras, but the ones that, I just feel like everything I say sounds so creepy. The ones that I know on Instagram that I don't really know, but like I see them post like that they're a Libra or it's in their bio or whatever. I swear they have some of the most epic high heel collections. I don't know what it is. Like I feel like Libras, at least the ones that I follow on Instagram, have these gorgeous, epic high heels. And yeah. It's one of those things. I was like, is that like a Libra thing? I don't know. Is it, like, I understand they like to bring balance, but do they also just have good balance so they can wear those high heels?
Oh, that's a really, I don't know. One of my best friends is a triple Libra and she does not wear any heels.
Oh,
so,
well, that varies.
of your theory.
Just the
facade.
She could
be one off though. She's a special one, so maybe she just flies in the face of it.
Okay, so Scorpio. Scorpios are passionate, sensible, and confident.
So when I thought passionate and sensible, I thought really bold outerwear. So maybe it's a bright red trench coat, or maybe it's you know, maybe trench coats aren't your thing, although I don't know why, they kind of go with everything. Maybe it's a different kind, maybe it's a leopard print moto jacket, whatever it is, like bold, fun, passionate pops of color or pattern in sensible outerwear.
That's so fitting. I love this. Like every time you say this, I'm like, wait a minute. That makes so much sense when I think of the Scorpio that I know. I feel like that is so fitting. Or at least I recently had a lot of female Scorpios come in my life, but I feel like all the men Scorpios that I know, they all have really cool puffer jackets and stuff like that. Like there's just
Okay.
Sagittarius. Sagittarius are versatile, restless, and enthusiastic.
So I thought somebody on the go, somebody who needs things to be versatile. And then that made me think of denim. And there's so many options for really high quality denim now, and denim in different areas, so jackets, you know, pants like we're used to. But so I was saying quality denim. I think it's versatile. You can dress it up. You can kind of dress it down, but get it high quality so it lasts a long time.
Do you have a favorite denim brand?
Oh my gosh. I really want to say Paige, but every time I wear their dark wash jeans, they dye my legs blue.
Oh no.
They're just a really dark, dark wash, and it comes off, and I'm almost afraid to like wash them too much to get it off, because it's going to go kind of everywhere, I think. But they look amazing on, and they're so soft and fantastic. But you know, I have some vintage Levi's too that I've gotten tailored to fit me perfectly. Like I got a pair of guys Levi's and then tailored them down to me. So that's been kind of awesome too. So
Levi's are my favorite. Like I'm obsessed. It's someone that, I mean, they always have good sales too, but I think, I don't know. They're just, I have a really long torso and I feel like, and I like that they have the cuts where the legs are shorter and the high waist, like it just fits so perfectly. And it's such a struggle for me because it's not like my legs are at short, but because my torso is so long, it's like, I have to get the short legs. Otherwise like things don't fit properly. It's either like too big in the waist or like too long in the leg. So
oh, man. Pants are a thing for everybody. And if I guess kind of both those brands I said are pretty stiff and a little bit resistant to curves sometimes. So if you're a curvier gal and you're looking for really great denim, I always have really great luck with Wit and Wisdom. It's a brand that I find at Nordstrom a lot, but they tend to have elastic kind of built into the waistband, but it's not obvious, but they're very high quality and fit every client I put them on. Like they're my magic little bullet where I'm like, oh, nothing's fitting. Okay. Try these jeans. And it's points for me.
You're like, this segment is brought to you by
Wit and Wisdom.
Bing. So the last one is Capricorn, and they are responsible, disciplined, and patient.
Definitely just a classic trench coat for these guys. So this trench coat is sensible. It goes with everything. You can put it over a t-shirt, jeans, and fashion sneakers, little Converse, whatever, and it looks super cute. You can put it over a dress. It's great. You can put it over almost anything unless it's just like gala wear or something crazy. But it goes with everything. You can wear it to multiple things. They last forever if you get high quality. And it's so classic that it's just never going to go out of style.
That's true. I found my dream just plain trench coat. Well, it's like a wool one. It's not like a water resistant one, but it's a camel color trench coat. It's like the perfect amount of oversize. And I do Rent the Runway. And I did I bought one other piece from them, but it's one of the only pieces that I've like been like, nope, this isn't going back. This is mine now. Thank you.
Yeah, this has my name on it. Yeah. And when you're doing that, it's really important. So when I say classic trench, like people think of the tan trench coat, but tan, there's so many different shades of tan. So if you're a warmer skin tone, find more of a camel, like you're talking about, like a warmer tone. If you're a cooler skin tone, you definitely want to have one that has a little more gray in it, because that's going to suit you a lot better than something that's super warm and can wash you out. So classic can mean, you know, it's the cut and also the general color, but you got to find the right one for you.
Yes. Do you have any speaking engagements coming up, or I know you have the Honor Society membership, but like any other fun things going on with your business?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of local speaking lately, but also something that just happens to be local, but people fly into it all the time, the Rise Live event. So it's Kristen Thompson's speaking training. So I work with women and business owners a lot. And there's a 3-day event, October 25th through the 27th, that basically teaches business owners and people that are nervous about speaking to leverage speaking, not only in person, but also online to, you know, get more visibility and, you know, raise more revenue for their businesses. It's kind of amazing what it's done for my business. Speaking has. So I will be speaking at her event, talking about personal style for speaking and kind of being yourself out in the world. But I cannot recommend the whole event highly enough.
That sounds so cool.
It's so good. Just Google Rise Live event, or if you want to contact me through mystyleclass.com, you can definitely, I just might have a few speaker tickets in my back pocket. If you're the right fit, I would love to give you the code for one of those.
Everyone listening, you have to take what the universe puts out in moments like that.
Right?
Accept the offerings. Okay, so my favorite thing to do at the end of each episode is the circle back around. Do you believe in ghosts? And do you have a short story you can share?
All right. So, and it completely ties to my business because of like some weird timing thing. So I don't know if I believe in ghosts exactly. Maybe it's just a verbiage thing. Maybe it's like just maybe people that are hanging out, maybe keeping an eye on me. I didn't always believe in that. I was kind of a strict atheist for a while there. But after having my son, like sometimes you just get beaten over the head enough with a few things. You're like, well, that's just too weird. To not be a thing. So one day I went with my friend to a coffee shop in Vancouver, and this lovely woman named Sophie happens to do these tarot card readings at this coffee shop that I'm having a really hard time thinking of the name of. But Sophie does these tarot card readings at this coffee shop, and it was lovely back garden. You go sit under this little thing, and I was like, ah, okay, I'll do it. Ha ha. It's going to be like, I'll ask her about my business. And so I asked about my business because at that time I was just doing personal appointments with people and, you know, kind of wanted to expand in an area that I ended up expanding into, but wasn't sure quite how to do it or if it was a good idea. So I just thought I'd ask the question. And right away she said that, yeah, we can't talk about that today because there's an older gentleman here that wants to talk about your mom. And I said, this is a tarot reading. What's happening? And she goes, I don't know what to tell you. There's an older gentleman here that wants to talk about your mom. And he's saying that she's going to be fine, but she knows what she needs to do. And I burst into tears because my mom, just a week before that, had been diagnosed with breast cancer. And her dad passed away when he was probably 45 or 46. She was really young. She was like 16 when it happened. And so, yeah, I was just weeping, getting this tarot card reading. I had a business question, but he had to interrupt and tell me that my mom was going to be fine. And she is fine. She's in remission now. Everything's okay. But there are some lifestyle things. She knew she would have to adjust because this is happening. And she's working on that. So, yeah, that's my story about that. But the funny thing was, I didn't get my business question answered that day. I went home in like such a moody mood. I was crying. I was like like upset, but happy and weirded out because I didn't really believe in that kind of thing, but it was just all too, it was too much. And she even said his name was like an M name and his name was Mike. I was like, come on, get out of here. I don't post about this online. Come on. There's no way you could know this. The very next day, I went to bed so grumpy and sad and just in tears. And the next day, I woke up just feeling so light and happy. And the idea for style class came to me that morning. That's my ghost story. That still makes me emotional, but it was so, so special to me.
That's a great story. I love when there are ones like that, when they're like, not like, ooh, this spooky thing. I mean, I love spook. I'm like, I will consume every ghost
spooky one
story. I'm, you know, I'm a spooky bitch. I like it. But when they're like really nice, like someone coming through on the other side and just giving you like words of comfort like that, that just brings me so much joy. And I love when it happens to people that were non-believers or just like, no, this is a thing. And then they're like, oh, it's a thing. And then I feel like it's like that happens, right? Then like the universe clicks and it's like, oh, she's open to receiving this guidance now. And then it's like, boom, 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 boom. And everything else like starts to fall in place. It's really,
all the things happened after that. It all kind of came together and it was very fortuitous. She also that day said, there's a young girl that really never got her chance to be here and never really got a name, but she wants to know, wants you to know she's fine. And I was like, oh, all right. There's nobody that passed away in my family that has ever been a young girl. And then the next day I was like, oh, my son had a twin before in the first trimester we lost them. And I was like, oh, all right.
Oh,
she's coming through to say hi.
Wow.
It was really special.
That's so special. Have you gone to see this reader again?
No, I haven't. I need to though. They moved location.
You should go.
I think I need to.
Someone else that is reading, there's nothing that brings me more joy than when someone like circles back around and is like, oh my gosh, all that stuff that you said in the reading like happened or, you know, whatever. It's just like, oh good. Like I helped this person. Yay. You should totally bust in there and be like, look what I'm doing.
I should. You're right. I really should go do that. She deserves it.
So where can we find you on social media and your website and all over the interwebs?
It's pretty easy. Every handle is My Style Class. So you can find me at mystyleclass.com and at My Style Class on Facebook and Instagram. Even on Pinterest, if you want ideas out there. So you can find me everywhere that way. And there's even links to the membership through there and some really fun kind of complimentary style quizzes and challenges that you can do if you just go to my website and click on the links.
Yay. I'm going to follow you on Pinterest because I feel like I'm going to thoroughly enjoy that very well. I forget. It's weird because like I love Pinterest, but I'm so bad about thinking to take this step when I follow someone on Instagram and be like, oh, let me search for them on Pinterest also. Like I can't, there's like a disconnect in my brain there.
Well, it's like two different uses, right? You're actually on Pinterest to look for a thing, but it's amazing how many hits I get just from Pinterest, just kind of connecting my Instagram there. So
Yeah. I need to show that more. I have a Halloween aesthetic board. That's like my most popular board. And I'm like, Halloween's getting here really soon.
I know, it's so close.
I know, I'm really excited. I'm so ready for fall. And everyone in Portland's like, shut up, Nicole. And I'm like, no, I want crunchy layers and sweaters.
Yeah.
I want to not have to shave my legs anymore, please.
Just give them a break.
I know. And then I'm also like, I want to get laser hair removal too, though. It's enough about me and my body hair. So thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so glad that, you know, to have you on here, and I'm just really excited for all of the feedback that I think I'm really excited to see if anyone, I feel like we should do like a little, if anyone like posts like maybe a hashtag thing where if the little like style tips for each zodiac sign, we should think about something and and see if we can get people to get on that bandwagon and share, because I'd be really interested to see, you know, people utilize it.
Or if they have questions. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be so cool. Okay. Yay. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and I will see you on Instagram.
Thank you so much. See you there.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Woo Woo Report. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Nicole Baron, NicoleBurron, to stay up to date on everything woo-woo.